This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists think they're going to win in the battle of ideas. They think they're going to win after their big cheat, and they think they can do it by shutting you down, shutting down my voice, other voices like mine, and I will prove it to you. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This happens to be the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what President Trump is going to end up doing in terms of his comeback, but he does have a lot more power than I originally thought. See, my thing is, why would he give up so easily? And if he's, and I'm not going to give him any more credit in the sense of what his strategy is, because I really felt like he should have fought harder for the Republic. All the things that are currently being undone are things that are not good for the country. The things that he was doing, which is putting America first, making America great again, were all part of it was clear that this stuff was working. And when he decided to fold over, because he and Vice President Pence says, we will fight for every legal vote and we will fight to get rid of every illegal vote. And I don't feel like they fought hard enough. I believe that he should have done what Lincoln did and just say, this election is fraudulent and we're not going to use it. I don't care what the fallout would have been. He has 80 million Americans on his side and we remain on his side. I was in meetings with some absolutely amazing people. Another guy named Kevin, a guy named Randy, Jeff, one of my good friends and business partners, Trey, and Henry. And we were all conservatives discussing what's the next step for us. And people are genuinely wondering, what's the concern? You know, is big tech going to win? They won't. I'm going to tell you right now, they won't. I'm going to tell you story after story today about what big tech is doing to thwart your voice and why it cannot work. Anyway, the president, they said he's officially opened an office in Florida, and I'm reading this from the New York Post. They said that will serve to continue his political agenda. A statement from the office Monday night said it will manage Trump's correspondence, his public statements, appearances, and official activities to advance the interest of the United States. What they are effectively saying is Donald Trump is going to be a thorn in the side of this administration. He will be the most active former president, more active than that crook baby black Jesus Barack Obama. And he's going to make sure that his agenda stays on track and makes it very difficult. Because here's the thing that the left doesn't understand. Donald Trump is a media giant. Every statement he makes, if they believe that taking him off of Twitter is going to silence him, let me put it this way. When you hear that Donald Trump made a statement, wherever he makes that statement is where you're going to go. That's what's going to happen. Interesting, interesting stuff. So it says here, the office will also carry on the agenda of the Trump administration through advocacy, organizing, and public activism. I want you to understand, folks, the power of the Trump brand if he decides he's going to tackle the education system, he's going to tackle social media, the things that we're all doing right now, me, Bongino, others that are saying, we're going to get after the pop culture element of what's going on, we're going to get after the education element, we're going to get after the social media, the media element. In other words, and I keep saying in other words, but the ideas keep hitting me. Trump says, here's the new news network I want you to listen to. To hell with Fox. To heck with all these other organizations. Here's where I'm going to be putting my stuff. And if he spreads that around the multiple outlets, forget about NBC, CBS, CNN, etc. When he decides that he's going to, you know, put this thing out there in a whole new media element, what happens? Secondarily, what happens when various platforms of social media emerge and these platforms are providing bringing millions of people off of these other platforms and giving a voice to them over on the other side. What happens? And then when Trump starts, quote, tweeting on the, you know, parlaying or gabbing or whatever you want to call it on these other platforms, and that stuff is moving over. And as his agenda continues to play out more and more, what happens to the other side? I've already told you. You know the answer because I've already, if you're listening to this, if you've listened to my program for more than 2 weeks, I've given you the answer. The answer is they move to us. One of the guys I was having dinner with, Kevin, very accomplished gentleman. We will be lifelong friends. He's an amazing guy. And he was asking me, Kev, do you think we can do this? Do you think it's possible? I'm like, yes. As my sister would say, ain't nothing to it but to do it. And what I was trying to explain to these guys is that the appetite for making this move is more than at any other time I can remember in my lifetime. So they go on to say this. The move comes less than a week after Trump left the Oval Office. And Trump had already said he's going to make a comeback in some form, but he would not specify how. I want you to consider what this man does, knowing the power of his brand, the power of having 80 million legitimate Americans who voted for him, and the pressure that we can exert when, if he says, I want to focus on this particular rhino, I want to focus on this particular Democrat, I want to put the focus over here, focus over there, and the 80 million people who supported him decide that they want to contribute to that focus. What happens? God, the power you could exert. This is what the conservative movement has needed. Somebody that can galvanize the millions and millions of people who think alike and who will support these efforts, who understand why we were building a border wall and why we implemented the immigration policies we did. And now he's unrestrained. He can do as he wants. The only thing he has to consider is how they will try to come after him, and will he have the backing of the public to do it? And I'm going to tell you, they're going to miscalculate. They're going to miscalculate. He said, Trump said to the Washington Examiner, we'll do something, but not just yet. I don't know how you feel, but I'm anxious to see where that comes into play. But here's the other thing I want to warn Americans about. Don't rely on one man or one movement or anything. Don't rely on that. The only power that Trump possesses is that we will back him. As long as his ideas support the types of things that we want, we will back him. And so far, so good. But don't put your power in him. Put your power in the collectivism of the conservative movement and our thoughts. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a saying in Vegas, scared money can't win. I don't know if you're familiar with that term. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I apologize for the audio, but I'm in a different studio, and it's got a little bit of reverb, but hopefully we can get through this. Anyway, scared money can't win, and what they're saying is that if you're gambling with your rent money or your car payment money or something that, you know, the kids' college fund, scared money can't win. You're not playing with money that you say, ah, I don't need this. See, the most successful gambler is a guy that's saying, I'm playing with house money. So if you go to Vegas, let's just say you go to Vegas, you bet $100. And suddenly you're up $1,000. So you've got $900 for the sake of discussion, $1,000. Let's just make it an even thing. So you got $1,000 of house money. But you put your $100 back into the vault. Meaning you put it back in your pocket and you say it can't come out. Or maybe you handed it to your significant other who says, I'm not handing this back to you. It's done. That you now have $1,000 of WAN money that you can play with. You have 10 times more money than you started with. You can be a fool. You have the ability now to go have some fun. Now, if you're on a hot streak that got you to that $1,000, you can now place all your bets at 10x what you did before. So if you were betting $10 a hand to get to win your $1,000 or $20 a hand or whatever it is, you can now go up with a zero because you've got $1,000. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. And if your streak continues, your $1,000 bet is going to become a $10,000 win if you now bet with the same gusto that you have, and of course, if the streak stays alive. Now, Vegas gets it. Vegas knows people get on a hot streak. I got on a hot streak once, and I started out with a couple hundred dollars, and I was at $13,000 in maybe 20 minutes. I was on a hot streak. And once I got beyond that, I started playing with house money with the $13,000. And I won this in 15 minutes while my run continued for another five. Well, what do you think I did? I bumped it up. I walked away from that table with over $25,000 because I was like, it's house money. Why am I telling you this? Because the Democrats are scared. Scared money can't win. How do I know the Democrats are scared? Okay, look at the history. A sitting president of the United States who's done nothing wrong is being framed for creating the Capitol Hill riots. He's being framed for having a bunch of crazed followers. And what do they want to do? They want to keep you from getting. There are people that have said, if you're a Trump supporter, we don't want you to have a federal job or even be employed. You should have menial jobs. There are people who say you should have your kids taken away from you. There are people who say you should be considered domestic terrorists. And I could go on. And you are the most loving, giving, you're the most solid citizens of the country. And this is what they want to do to you because you dare support the dude who they know can bring them down. Scared money can't win. So they're what did they do before Trump left? Have you ever heard of a president being banned, an ex-president being banned from media outlets? Jimmy Carter can go talk anywhere he wants. Bill Clinton, not that he is on Twitter, he could be on Twitter and say whatever he wants, and on and on. And then, oh, by the way, who should have the power to say this person can say this or cannot say this? Who should have that power? Well, the short answer is nobody, because we have this thing. It's called the First Amendment, and it's a freedom of speech. And even if I don't necessarily like what you have to say, I should protect your right to say it. There are people that are racist, they're sexist, they're homophobic, they're all kinds of stuff that I don't necessarily agree with. But you know what? I still don't have a problem with them saying it. I'm not afraid of what they have to say because, see, scared money can't win. We have no fear of anything these clowns say on the left. Why are they so afraid? Now, they think they can stop us. They think that they can shame you. They think that they can threaten you, cajole you into capitulating. You're going to finally bow down to leftism. So they banned Trump off of Twitter, and they think, we've silenced him. You haven't heard anything from him, have you? Wait until the lion roars. Now I've learned they banned Trump from YouTube. Now, I don't know how much he did on YouTube. I don't think he did very much at all. But I got this story that says they have suspended indefinitely his account on YouTube. Can you imagine them doing this to Obama? Can you imagine any ex-president, a platform saying, I'll just put it to you this way. I might send one of my Secret Service guys out to go give old the people at YouTube, aka Google, a bit of a shakedown. But here's the worst part. Do you think the Biden administration, the joke administration, the bonehead, brain dead administration will do anything to say, hey, look, you can't be shutting down the voices of the leaders of our country? What in deference to a man who did an amazing job, whether you like it or not, you shouldn't be shutting him down. Oh, well, we do it because he incites violence. And here's what they said. He was banned from the Google-owned company on January the 12th for at least a week in the wake of the riot at the U.S. Capitol. What did he have to do with this? What can they prove in any way, shape, or form that he had to do with this? Because the answer is, folks, absolutely nothing. Then they extended the suspension. And here was the article. In light of concerns about the ongoing potential for violence, the Donald Trump channel will remain suspended. Our teams are staying vigilant and closely monitoring for new developments. Do you believe this? Because you Trump supporters, we Trump supporters, we are so vile. We are so potential to go off the deep end. Not. They say, oh, well, this is our rationale. He's got 2.79 million people on his channel. By the way, a big potential for money, not for a billionaire, but for you have 2.79 million people on YouTube and people watch what you say. The income potential is pretty enormous. Let me put it another way. Trump could easily go to YouTube. He would have 50 million people watching him in no time flat. And he would monetize in way these. What they're telling you is that this is a guy who could make them a ton of money and we don't even want it. That's how much money you people, you conservatives give us that we can ban your top guy, a guy who could easily have millions more people. And there's nothing you can do about it because it's scared money playing. That's why they're not going to survive long term.
Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are dying on America's highways since the coronavirus outbreak began a year ago. New research shows the rate of traffic deaths jumped during the first 6 months of 2020 when the pandemic shut down businesses and commuting dropped as more people worked from home. The pandemic significantly cut down on traffic, but the rate of deaths per mile driven jumped 18%, hitting the highest level in at least a dozen years. Two people in South Carolina are infected with the highly transmissible coronavirus strain from South Africa. State officials not releasing the names of the individuals, but did say they both had no recent travel history. The State Department of Health saying they both are adults. Three COVID-19 variants of concern are spreading across the planet, and now all three have been identified in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey led a six-state coalition writing that state attorneys general will be vigilant in watching for and opposing federal overreach, especially when such actions put jobs and civil liberties at risk. Morrisey adding,
a lot of their initiatives we're seeing, these are the appetizers before the main dish. They're going to be coming, trying to renew the Clean Power Plan and a lot of the initiatives and go even further than Barack Obama. I don't think they could come up and develop enough jobs to make up for the loss we're going to see. It's sending a message that this administration is going to go after fossil fuels and related manufacturing jobs, and that's where we step up, because every time you hear John Kerry or Joe Biden talk about these new jobs or let them do data, it's the equivalent of let them eat cake.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is meeting with former President Trump in Florida on Thursday. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump should have shut down YouTube, Google, all of them when he had the chance. Forget Section 230. He should have issued some sort of an executive order. He should have understood the power of these people, that they were getting together in cabals. He could have put people on Zuckerberg and all of them to monitor their what they were doing, a Project Veritas-like expose of what these people were doing. Look, I give the guy a lot of credit. He's a smart guy. But when you see what's happening, he saw this long ago. The other thing Trump could have done, when he understood that the most difficult thing for him to do in terms of his presidency was the level of vitriol against him, that it didn't matter whether he was right or wrong, the Democrats were going to side against him. There was plenty of precedent. The same things that Barack Obama had done, if Trump did anything close to that, they completely ridiculed it. They acted as if it had never been done before. And then here's the precedent showing that Barack Obama had done it, and they didn't say a word. So at that point, he should have realized what he was up against, and then he put together a special ops team that said, we're going to go penetrate these Democrats and find out what they're doing. Now, I would love to tell you that I think that's what he's going to do now that he's making his next series of moves, but I'm going to bet you money that he isn't going to do it. See, the one thing that I've learned about President Trump is that he doesn't always surround himself with the people that truly believe in conservatism. He's too trusting of the other side. Omarosas. You know, the Reince Priebuses. All the people that were part of the problem or, you know, pretending to be something because they were looking for a stair step up. There are people out there who are true patriots. They don't want to get their names in the paper. They don't care about, you know, the limelight. They just want to do what's right. And Donald Trump did not surround himself with those people. And that's sad. So now, though, he's got another opportunity. And let me tell you, it isn't just based on him. What the left is it's scared money. And I said in the previous segment, scared money can't win. You can't be betting with the house money. I'm talking about with the money you're talking about to pay your rent or pay your bills and go to Vegas and say, roll the dice. Only a few people make it. There's a reason why it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, the gambling industry. It's because suckers go there every day hoping they can change their lives. The Democrats are the suckers. They've gone to Vegas and they're rolling the dice, and it's scared money. The reason why these clowns kick us off of social media, they shadow ban us, they do all these things, they do it under the guise of, well, look at what he's saying. You know, he's saying untruths. There is not anything untruth that I have commented on, because I'm an opinion person. I'm an opinion maker. And the idea that these guys say, no, we only want truth, and truth as we define it, shows you that scared money they're playing with. Because, see, the way truth comes out is in people sharing ideas. We have no problem sharing ideas. But they do. They know I'm an opinion. Hey, Kevin, do you think that there's a possibility that the election was stolen? Absolutely, I do. Here's my opinion about it.
Oh, you can't say that. It's been verified. It's been validated.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been validated at all. It's just been swept under the rug. And that's okay. You know what? You suckers won for the time being. But let me tell you, we will get our comeuppance. They're afraid. They're blocking everybody. They don't want your voice to be heard. And I was talking with these friends of mine. Jeff and Randy and Kevin and Trey and Henry over a very, very nice dinner. And, you know, we were talking about how, you know, fearful these people are in terms of, you know, why they don't want all these folks to learn the truth and why there is no debate, how we're so willing as conservatives to debate these issues. We're willing to confront them. It could have been five leftists sitting at the table, and we would have had no issue asking them questions about things and posing our views and you know, point counterpoint back and forth. Why is it that they fear this? They fear us. They fear us putting the words out about their lies and deceptions. And Kevin says to me, you know, how do you, you're not going to be able to talk about this kind of stuff on your radio show. I say, I talk about this stuff every day. The Democrats cheated. They absolutely did. Joe Biden is a menace. He is owned and operated by the Chinese government and many other governments because he used his power and influence as a former vice president to line the pockets of the Biden family. And it wasn't just him. Everybody in the Biden family got a taste. And as I said, I alluded the other day, I can tell you stories about why certain legislation isn't going to happen. Here's what I'll tell you. Find out what the Biden family's into and put your money in it. Because if you do that, you're going to find out the Biden family will protect whatever it is where their money is. Find out where Pelosi's investing and invest in it. Because she will protect her money better than you can imagine. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom, people. They're afraid of us. They're afraid of us exposing how you can be worth $12 million, which is what Pelosi was worth when she came. Yeah, this was in 2008. From 2008 to 2010, she went from $12 million to $36 million. Now she's over $100 million in her. Look at her records. Don't believe me? You want to have a ticket to success? Find out where she's putting her money and put it there because she's going to protect it. They better fear us. You know what else you're not going to hear about? Not going to hear about Hunter, the crackhead son of Joe Biden. Twitter is targeting people who share anything related to Hunter Biden's expose. And there's a story that I read. They're blocking Dana Loesch, a friend of mine, who has the Dana Show, from joining Birdwatch, Twitter's platform. They said campaign to root out disinformation. So here's what they said about Dana. They said that she couldn't sign up for Birdwatch because she received a violation for tweeting her own story related to the Post bombshell in October, related to the expose by the Washington Post of Hunter Biden's exploits with young Chinese girls and his cocaine usage and all his connections to the Chinese government. I want you to understand this, people. Think about this as you listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hunter Biden admits that he is working with the top Chinese spy. And you haven't heard a word about it on any of the major channels. We talk about it. It's in an audio clip. It's verified it's Hunter Biden and not a word. I want you to, what do you think would happen if Don Jr. had gone into business with the admitted, what he admits to be the top spy in China, and he got millions of dollars for his participation in all these different things. In other words, make Don Jr. Hunter and tell me what the media would be talking about. Tell me what social media would allow you to talk about. Do you believe they would be shutting down people from saying this Donald Trump Jr. is in, you know, was with the Chinese spy. The president needs to look into this. There needs to be a special commission on this, that. What do you think would be happening? We all know the answer. There would be no ban on any of that information. So let's talk about solutions. I don't always like to talk about the problems. So we move over to these various platforms, and I'm going to be talking about one here that Jeff brought up at dinner, and he says, Kevin, this is the solution. By the way, Jeff is a technologist. He's a geek like myself in many ways, and he runs a very successful company that's involved in technology, and he was telling me about this new platform where you cannot be censored in any way. Your voice will be heard no matter what. And he says everybody needs to sign up for it, but I want to do a little bit more research on it. Maybe have a conversation with him about it. So Dana Lash, going back to her, kicked off Twitter. Here's what they said. Dana apparently tweeted this. The violation was Twitter locking my account for sharing a story I wrote about Big Tech's reaction to the New York Post Hunter Biden story. It wasn't the Washington Post. Sorry about that. It was the New York Post. She says, and then they had launched this crowdsourcing tool designed to target misinformation. So she's saying, I'm referencing a story that was in the New York Post, which, by the way, Twitter got in trouble for because they banned everybody from talking about this story. And she wrote a personal, quote, opinion piece. So unless your opinion agrees with what Jack at Twitter decides is the right information, it doesn't get posted or you get banned. You get knocked off the platform. So see, I come back to all this time that people spent getting their millions and millions of people, and we were guilty of trying to do it, even though I figured out we were shadow banned. But all these people investing all this time with the enemy, and when I told people I was not going to rebuild, and I'm going to talk about my YouTube experience in a second, now they know why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Scared money can't win. Democrats are scared of us and have every right to be scared of us, but not because of our violence, but because of our ability to get around them. And when we decide to make a move collectively, they are toast. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to call us, I've already discussed the president being kicked off of Twitter. I've discussed the president being deplatformed off of YouTube. First, it was temporarily, and they blamed the Capitol Hill riots, which, by the way, you're responsible for that, right, conservative Americans? Yeah. Well, if you believe that, then I've got a mountain I'd like to sell you in Louisiana. So they've gone to make us, they've tried to ridicule us, they want to demoralize us, they want to make us believe that, you know, we're the worst citizens of the world. They've threatened to make us consider us domestic terrorists and a host of other things. Why? Because they're scared, and scared money can't win. It has a very, very small chance. But most of the time, the person walks out, they end up losing their house or losing their car. Vegas has lots of scared money stories that don't end up successfully. And this one for the Democrats is exactly that. So they deplatform President Trump because they think they can silence him. Let me ask you this. Are you anxious to see where he decides to pop up? Are you anxious to see if he's going to start his own network of some sort? Because most people I know, they can't wait to find out what he does. Are you demoralized? I talked to people, we were so hell-bent on winning because we got used to it. And when President Trump didn't fight hard enough, in my opinion, and win, we weren't demoralized. We just said, okay, we got to regroup. I know there's a faction of people out there who were scared and all that, but it drug out long enough for you to finally go, well, are we going to win? Are we not? And by the time you made up your mind and they decided they were going to allow the big cheat to occur, you'd already started looking at alternatives, asking yourself what if scenarios. And what happened to them? Don't let anybody talk about the big steal. Did we play that clip from Stephanopoulos and Senator Rand Paul?
Well, what I would say is that the debate over whether or not there was fraud should occur. We never had any presentation in court where we actually looked at the evidence. Most of the cases were thrown out for lack of standing, which is a procedural way of not actually hearing the question. There were several states in which the law was changed by the Secretary of State and not the state legislature. To me, those are clearly unconstitutional. And I think there's still a chance that those actually do finally work their way up to the Supreme Court. Courts traditionally and historically don't like to hear election questions. But yes, were there people who voted twice? Were there dead people who voted? Were there illegal aliens who voted? Yes, and we should get to the bottom of it. I'll give you an example. In my state, when we had a Democrat Secretary of State, she refused, even under federal order, to purge the rolls of illegal voters. We got a Republican Secretary of State, and he purged the rolls.
Senator Paul, I have to stop you there. No election is perfect, but there were 86 challenges filed by President Trump and his allies in court. All were dismissed. Every state certified the results after investigations, and recounts. The Department of Justice, led by William Barr, said there's no widespread evidence of fraud. Can't you just say the words, this election was not stolen?
What I would suggest is that if we want greater confidence in our elections, and 75% of Republicans agree with me, is that we do need to look at election integrity, and we do need to see if we can restore confidence in the elections.
Well, 75% of Republicans agree with you because they were fed a big lie by President Trump and his supporters who say the election was stolen. Why can't you say
George, where you make a mistake is that people coming from the liberal side like you, you immediately say everything's a lie instead of saying there are two sides to everything. Historically, what would happen is if I said that I thought there was fraud, you would interview someone else who said there wasn't. But now you insert yourself in the middle and say the absolute fact is that everything I'm saying is a lie.
Well, because, Senator, I said what the president said was a lie because he said, hold on a second, he said the election was stolen. This election was not stolen. The results were certified in every single state after counts and recounts.
You're saying that absolutely. You're saying there was no fraud and it's all been investigated. That's just not true.
It's not what I said, sir. I said the Department of Justice found no evidence. Let me finish my point.
You said something that was not true. You say we're all liars. You're just simply saying we're all liars. And
I said it was a lie that the election was stolen.
The premise that you're right and we're wrong. Well, let's talk about the specifics of it. In Wisconsin, tens of thousands of absentee votes had only the name on them and no address. Historically, those were thrown out. This time, they weren't. They made special accommodations because they said, oh, it's a pandemic, and people forgot what their address was. So they changed the law after the fact. That is wrong. That's unconstitutional. And I plan on spending the next 2 years going around state to state and fixing these problems. And I won't be cowed by liberals in the media who say, there's no evidence here, and you're a liar if you talk about election fraud. No, let's have an open debate. It's a free country.
there's no widespread evidence of election fraud that overturned the results. That was stated as well by the Department of Justice, led by President Trump's Attorney General. In Wisconsin, there were counts and recounts.
Never studied that. Even that's
certified.
Not true. Even that's not true. Even
William
that's
Barr
not
said
true.
That directly.
Barr said that. But there was, yes, he said that. Yes, that was a pronouncement. There has been no examination, thorough examination of all the states to see what problems we had and see if they could fix them. Now, let me say, to be clear, I voted to certify the state electors because I think it would be wrong for Congress to overturn that. But at the same time, I'm not willing just to sit here and say, oh, everybody on the Republican side is a liar and there is no fraud. No, there were lots of problems, and there were secretaries of state who illegally changed the law, and that needs to be fixed, and I'm going to work hard to fix it, and I won't be cowed by people saying, oh, you're a liar. That's the problem with the media today, is they say all Republicans are liars and everything we say is a lie. There are two sides to every story. Interview somebody on the other side, but don't insert yourself into the story to say we're all liars because we have some fraud in the election.
There are not two sides to the story. This has been looked at in every single state. The election
certified
in every
state. There are two sides to every story. George, you're forgetting who you are. You're forgetting who you are as a journalist. If you think there's only one side, you're inserting yourself into the story to say, I'm a liar because I want to look at election fraud and I want to look at secretaries of state who illegally changed the voter laws without the permission of their state legislatures. That is incontrovertible. It happened. And you can't just sweep that under the rug and say, oh, nothing to see here. And everybody's a liar and you're a fool if you bring this up. You're inserting yourself into the story. A journalist would hear both sides, and there are two sides of this story.
I'm standing by facts. There are not two sides to facts. I did not say that this was a perfect election. I said it was. The results were certified. I said it was not stolen. It is
you're
a lie to say.
People are liars. You're saying people are liars if they want to investigate what happened in the election. Should
That's
we
not
investigate
what I said.
The fact that tens of thousands of absentee ballots did not have addresses on them and normally were disqualified, but this time they were counted? Should we examine that? I don't know whether it affected the election or not, but I have an open mind. And if we actually examine this, we find out it didn't, that's fine, but it still should be fixed.
Democrats are scared, and they should be. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I wanted you to just hear the exchange because Rand Paul skewered this clown. And there were many, many other things, election irregularities, that should have been investigated, aside from the fact that these secretaries of state arbitrarily changed the rules. The number of people who were dead who voted, the number of people who had moved out who had voted, the number of people who had never voted before but suddenly voted, the number of people who, fictitious names didn't match up to the mailing addresses, same mailing addresses of X number of people, and I could go on. It's ridiculous to believe otherwise. Scared money doesn't win. And see, if we're relying on a single person to help us to get out of this stuff, then maybe we've got our problems. But if we rely on ourselves and say, you know what we're going to do, 80 million people who believe this, we're going to focus on the secretaries of states of these battleground states. We're going to focus on changing this piece over the next 2 to 4 years. If we decide to do that, we end this. The other thing I will tell you, infiltrate the Democrats. They're not impenetrable. They're not that smart. I've dealt with them. In fact, most of them are morons. So how about we start doing things because we are brighter than they? How about we start doing things that really showcase exactly who they are? Do you think James O'Keefe is the only person who can do undercover stuff? Let me go back to the other thing. So they blocked Rudy Giuliani off of YouTube. I don't know how many people he had, but they don't want him on there because he might actually just make sense to people. There are many people, I told you, they are fearful. Even the conservatives who have made it, there are people that have millions of folks, that followers. They've been building them up over the years. And you know what their biggest fear is right now? Opening their mouths to deliver the truth. How many of these people do you think are going to deliver truthful stuff to you with the threat of a YouTube ban and them losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month that they built up over the years?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.